You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning, ma'am.
Hi.
How can I help you today? Yep. Do you have any allergies, Elise?
Yep.
Have you had this medication before?
No.
Okay. Do you take any other medications?
Duloxetine.
Yep. Okay, no worries.
Aram Shabu is well used to dispensing medications, with years of experience as a pharmacist in his native Iraq. These days, he works behind the counter at a pharmacy in Melbourne's north.
Would you like to wait for this medication to come?
Yeah.
No worries, okay? You can wait down the other end if you want,
awesome.
Okay?
Thank you.
Won't take long. No worries, thank you.
He's in the process of rebuilding his life in Australia after fleeing persecution from IS militia in northern Iraq in August 2014.
This medication is not, we don't have it at this stage.
Okay.
But we can order that medication for you if you want.
Yeah, that
will be
great.
We'll be coming tomorrow, yeah, no worries.
I was making like a very, very good amount of money. I was very wealthy, yes. But unfortunately, I've lost everything in a blink of eye when ISIS invaded my small town. It's called Baghdad, located southeast of Mosul, around like 10 kilometers away from Mosul. I had no chance to pick up anything at all. It was just like run for my life and for my family's life.
Getting your phone number, okay? I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Yep,
okay, what's your best contact number?
About a week before he ended up fleeing his home, he decided to put his personal papers, including evidence of his qualifications, in his car. It was a decision that eventually helped him years later as he went about trying to get his qualifications recognised by Australia.
A week before the actions happened, in 2014, I put all my paperwork in my car. And I left it there. I'm just like, I forgot it there, and I don't know, maybe it's a God's plan to leave it there. So that's why I got my papers. Other than that, it would be like I had no ID to show like I'm a pharmacist.
Aram and his wife Sama spent years living in refugee camps in Lebanon and were eventually accepted for resettlement in Australia. Within a month of arriving, Aram started the long process of having his pharmacy qualifications recognised by Australia. During this time, he recalls months of walking the streets of Melbourne's northern suburbs, visiting every pharmacy he could find to ask if they had any job openings.
Can't imagine how much I walked at that time for like more than 3 months, 5 to 10 kilometres every day. Just walking around each single area and using Google Maps to locate any single pharmacy.
After almost giving up on getting a job in Melbourne and being on the verge of moving his family to Shepparton in northern Victoria, his determination was rewarded.
My phone rang. He said, am I speaking to Aram? Yep, you are speaking to Aram. Okay, he called. My name is Tim. I'm pharmacy manager at Chemist Warehouse Upper West. And to be honest, at that stage, I was like unable to talk. I felt like it was like something shocking me. I couldn't believe myself at that stage. Like within a few seconds until I realized like, okay, that could be a very huge potential because it's very hard to move all my family and move there to Shepparton where there's no family and I don't have anyone there.
While working at the pharmacy, Aram is also studying and is determined to rebuild his career.
The problem now is I'm trying to find or go back to things or the things that I was doing in my country and I really like. Mm-hmm. I was working as a medical science liaison or working in the pharmaceutical industry in general. I've applied many, many times. I build a very strong connections through LinkedIn as well. I've tried to come in contact with a lot of people, recruiters, talent acquisitions as well from different companies. And I always get the same feedback. You don't have an external experience. You don't have an external experience.
It's been a long and hard road since arriving as a refugee. And while grateful for his new life in Australia, he says he'd like to see some extra assistance on offer for people in his position.
Maybe 6 months, a year training or a course, and they are 100% qualified. Mm. Okay, they are a dentist. Some they are specialists. So I believe like here, the the healthcare system or sector in cooperation with the government, they can do something for the refugees to help him just a little bit. Because as I said, the study or this process will take a lot of time and a lot of money. And we can't afford it because we are a refugee at the end of the day, okay? So tomorrow will be around 2 to 3 o'clock, okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming.